Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 475. I am Chris, and I am slightly more awake than Tony. And Tony's out.
Good night, all.
Jeff is here.
I am super awake and hyped to play Star Wars
shortly. Yes, just unlocks very shortly. It's kind of like the last really, I mean, I guess Pokemon is also out today.
Same day, yeah.
Yeah, so they're like the last two big games, right? Like,
yeah.
Is there anything?
MechWarrior 5.
Terminator Resistance coming in December, coming in hot.
Wait, what?
Oh, you didn't know about that. There's a Terminator game coming out. Like a fucking first-person shooter Terminator game.
I'm sure it'll be awesome.
I'm sure it'll be terrible, but I could see myself accidentally buying it because I like Terminator a lot.
I mean, I can see MechWarrior 5 being good.
Yes.
It's going to be bad. Terminator's going to be bad, but I'd be lying if I didn't say, like, there's part of me that's like, I would like to at least play it, you know?
All right, well. Yeah, but there's not really anything else, right?
No, like, nothing big. I don't think. Like, I'm sure there'll be stuff, but nothing. No, like huge, big AAA $60 games. I can think of.
So I'm all right with that. It's
cool.
We can wrap this year up. Move on. End it.
Have a much better next year with actual releases.
Yeah, it's. At least this time next year, we will definitely have. We should definitely be getting some actual game releases. Although, beginning and part of the year seems okay as well. Cyberpunk and The Last of Us 2, which I'm not really looking forward to. But
there is a bunch of stuff they showed off today that some of it, at least, is I think early next year. The new games Xbox revealed or Microsoft revealed, whatever.
Yeah, so they had what XO 19 was today. Was there anything you saw, Jeff? Because I still have not watched the event.
But. Okay. All right. So there's a couple things that like stick out for sure. Like Rare has a new game, like a brand new IP. It's called Everwild. And it looks like this beautiful, like, fucking adventure, like, Zelda-type game. It was just a cinematic trailer, so, like, I don't think there was any gameplay in it.
They didn't reveal the fact that it's actually an MMO.
No. Yeah, so, like, it could technically be anything, but it definitely looks like, you know, something that would be right up my alley.
Rare has a new game, Sea of Thieves in Space.
They do have new Sea of Thieves stuff, too. I guess that's still a thing that's happening.
I mean, look, it did not click with us. We all tried it, but that game is evidently doing quite well for itself.
I actually just deleted it off my hard drive today because because there, you know, I had to make room for...
Right. 'Tis the season for hard drive deletions.
Yeah.
I finally give up on you. Goodbye.
And that was one of them, because I'm like, I had it on there in case, like, you guys ever wanted to play it. I'm like, we have never, ever played this, so goodbye.
No, I did need to boot it up. I mean, I didn't need to, but there was something like, I don't know, there was some quest or something that you needed to get Sea of Thieves achievements. So I was like, I wonder if there's anything easy. And we actually, when we played around launch time, the achievements were bugged, so they weren't unlocking.
Right.
While we were playing, so when I booted it up, I didn't have to do anything. It just booted up and unlocked like 7 achievements, and I'm like, oh, I'm good. And then I deleted
it. You know what's funny is I don't think I ever played the actual game. I think I played the beta, was pretty fun, but I heard that was basically the game. Like, there wasn't much more.
No, that was it. That was, like... I did not play the beta, but I know Fozzie did, and Tony and I played with Fozzie. We played the actual game. and there wasn't much to it.
Yeah. Maybe they've added enough now that it feels like worth it. I don't know. Because they are adding stuff to it constantly, I guess. But
yeah, but, I want what I want is like some sort of narrative quest. Like, give us something to do. Instead, it's more like, hey, here's this open world. Go make your own adventure. There's treasures here, and there's raid things here, and there's the mall. But it's not like, here's like an objective for you to go do. It's just like, go out in the world and be a pirate. I guess that works for some people, but...
But... Yeah, as for their new game, it looks cool, but again, I'm sure it's way far off. Like, again, they didn't show any gameplay in it, didn't give a release date or anything, but in terms of like concept, it looks like a type of game that, one, Microsoft needs more of, and two, like, I love anything that looks like Zelda, so kind of has like a Wind Waker-y art style, too, a little bit.
Yeah, there's, you know, an interesting style to it.
So there's another game they showed is a new game from Obsidian called Grounded, and it looks like a 4-player Honey, I Shrunk the Kids game.
Okay.
I'm all over that. Like, that looks it looks fucking awesome. Like, you're running around, you're shrunk down to the size of an ant, like running around yards and shit. Fucking, I don't know. It looked cool as hell. They said it was made like with a small team, so like, don't worry, they're still working on RPGs and shit. So they literally said that. I was like, okay, this looks really cool. So I'm excited for this too.
Yeah, I'm interested in that. Like, did they kind of explain what it is?
I think they did a little bit more after the trailer. I mean, it's kind of in the trailer too. They did talk about it more after, but. They said it was like a survival game, I think.
Okay.
But it definitely looks like it's like a multiplayer type game as well. another game they showed called The Artful Escape, which is like, I don't know, just looks like this trippy 2D platformer where you're like playing a guitar the entire time while you're running.
Okay.
Like, it just looks like fucking awesome. I was like, hell yeah, I get that. And then a bunch of like smaller things, like I guess this is probably a PC game, but it's called like Planet Coaster. Looked fucking awesome.
It's called
Xbox.
I think that's been out for a while on PC, but yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Some kart racing game that just looks like generic Mario Kart, like that I think is already on PC. I forgot the name of it. It's like Kart World or some bullshit. And that's coming to Xbox. This is going to be free.
Okay.
Free is a good price. Free.
Yeah, I was like, I would play this. And then, like, in the trailer, it says free. I'm like, I guess I'm playing this. Like, it looks good. It's just the only thing is it's like generic characters. So it's not like mascot characters in any way. It's just like a generic character that I think you customize the skins on and shit. That's kind of it. But, you know, fucking free. The one other thing that like stuck out to me is like Flight Simulator looks amazing. Like, just in terms of like its graphics, I'm sure the game is fucking boring as sin, but I'm like interested in it just because it looks fucking great.
What I like that, I mean, if it's anything like the old Flight Sims, the old Microsoft Flight Simulators, like they have tons of like actual airports.
Oh yeah, it's like. It looks like the fucking entire world and shit, like legit real simulation of flying.
So like, I don't know how that's gonna translate to like a controller.
Yeah.
But I hope like it does, like, so that it's like something like, I hope there's like, you know, for the hardcore sim people, you know, that want to actually like flip all the buttons on the 747 and all that shit. I hope that that's there for them. But I also hope that for like somebody like me, like I can just, you know, sit down with a controller and fly a 747.
But did they teach you, like, does the game teach you how to fly? Like, do you have to know like in detail how to fly a plane?
I don't know.
Oh, you know, so you never played like the,
I played like old ones, but I don't remember a ton about them. I remember I wasn't very good, but it was also like one of those things that was like, you know, fun to get up in the air, but I couldn't land.
I'm interested in it. Like, yeah, I'm just a little worried it might be too simmy, but
yeah, because it is coming. Like, I think what they showed today was just the PC stuff, but it is eventually coming to Xbox One. So they're going to have to make it so that it can work on like a standard Xbox controller, which only has, you know, what, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, 8 or 9 inputs.
Yeah.
It can't have, you know, your entire keyboard with the number pad and mouse and other shit. So, it'll be interesting, like, because I hear really cool things about the tech behind that. How they're gonna like stream in the world and stuff.
I was watching clips of it after the trailer, and yeah, it's like crazy, dude. Like, just insanely good looking.
Much like myself.
I don't know if I could go that far, but there was then also like a bunch of like Game Pass fucking type news, as well as like they showed some of their Black Friday deals that they're gonna have. Like they added a bunch of games to Game Pass today. For instance, one of them I remembered for Xbox was Rage 2. You could download now.
Really?
Yep.
All right. That might have been the only thing that you could get me to play it.
Right.
Yeah, I feel kind of overwhelmed with the amount of games I'm playing right now.
I guess starting today as well, Remnant from the Ashes, which is a, I had heard some good things about that earlier in the year. It's like a third person shooter, kind of Dark Souls-y, type thing.
They added games to PC as well. Like, I think they might have added Age of Empires 2 onto Game Pass.
That was announced earlier. That was going to be
launched. Nice.
One other like new thing that they showed, I think, was like an Age of Empires 4, I want to say, trailer.
Yep. They did show that.
I'm probably forgetting some stuff. That's literally like all from off the top of my head. So
sorry, I'm forgetting
stuff, but
so I just pulled a Polygon. Yakuza is coming to Xbox. Yakuza 0.
Is it to Xbox or Game Pass? I think it might be Game Pass, right? Or no?
It might be coming to Game Pass, but this article is just Xbox One and Game Pass sometime in early 2020.
Which I guess I'll play it.
Yeah, so that's Yakuza 0, Yakuza Kiwami, which is a remake of the original Yakuza, and Yakuza Kiwami 2, which is the remake of 2. I've always wanted to try those games, but now I don't really have a reason not to.
Yeah, because like I think I tried out one of, like back when I worked at GameStop, like I think I checked one of them out and tried it out, you know, but I didn't play it a ton. But it's always been one of those games where it's like I feel like I'm taking a chance on it. I don't know if I'm gonna like. So this will be cool to actually, you know, what did they say? Two of them are coming.
Zero, one, and two.
It's a lot of Yakuza.
Yeah, I'll try one.
Yeah.
And if it's good, maybe I'll play the other two. Wasteland 3 is coming in May next year. That does not look like a game for Jeff.
No.
Isometric PC RPGs are not Jeff's thing.
Those always fool me, though, because I'm like, it looks like Diablo. Looks like
Diablo, exactly. Like, it's not.
There's some West something game coming out that looks like a like twin stick shooter mixed with Diablo type thing. I forgot the name of it. It's like Dead West or something like that.
That could be fun.
I don't know.
Let's see. Rust is also, it's coming to Xbox One and PS4. That's that survival game. Let's see.
What is the name of it?
Rust.
Yeah, that looked kind of neat.
Yeah, it's like a community. Like you go out, you collect materials, you build your base, you survive against other survivors.
West of Dead is the game I was just describing.
Okay.
Honestly, man, everything looked cool to me. Like everything, I was like, I would play this. I'm gonna play this. Like, I don't know if I was just in a good mood or what.
And Reach is coming to a Master Chief Collection December 3rd. So,
oh yeah, that's right. That's another one.
Doesn't say anything. It says PC gamers can purchase the entire Master Chief Collection, which will include 6 games for $40, or they can purchase Halo Reach separately for $10. Does not say anything about having to purchase it on Xbox One, so it looks like it's already included.
All right.
I'll take that.
Best price again.
Free. Yeah. It's nice that they're still adding stuff. I'll go back and play some Reach. We should play that. You can play that 4-player co-op, right? We should play through that.
I'm in.
I'm sure we can get Earl and, you know, if Jeff doesn't want to play with us.
Well, it depends if it sounds like I could just download Reach as its own thing for free, right? So.
You don't have the Master Chief Collection? Well, it's on Game Pass anyway.
I do, but I don't want to fucking install that again. Like, Jesus Christ, dude, it's a lot.
Yeah, so from what I understand with how the Master Chief Collection works now is that you can install each game individually.
Yeah, so...
So, like, you have to install the Master Chief Collection, but then from inside there, you then pick which games you install. So, hopefully that's not that big of a base download.
Yeah. I like that one a lot, so I would probably be down. And by then, we might not really have that much to play outside of Terminator Resistance.
No.
So,
and they also announced some of the xCloud game streaming stuff, I guess. That's still in like beta phase and does not look like they have iOS support yet. So I don't think I can try it out yet, but if you have an Android phone, you can sign up for the testing. That's kind of like the Stadia or what's the Sony one? PlayStation Now. That's like their version of that. So, oh well. I guess that's it for XO19. But I'm actually surprised like that there was that much stuff coming out of it.
There was a lot of like kind of newish stuff, and like I said, like everything to me, I was like at the end of every trailer, I was like, hell yeah, dude! Like that Planet Coaster game. I'm like, you know, it's like summer 2020. I'm like, fuck yes, I'm gonna be fucking creating my own theme park or some bullshit here in the summer. Like, I don't know, everything about like that. And the other one, the big one for me was probably that fucking Honey, I Shrunk the Kids game from Obsidian. Like, that looks fucking cool as shit, dude.
I love the idea of being able to explore, like, you know, pretty mundane things like your backyard, but from like an ant's perspective.
Yeah.
Those visuals are always kind of cool. So, all right. What are you guys been playing? Tony, we know you've been away.
I've been playing nothing. The waiting game. Waited to come back and actually play games.
You were in Orlando?
I was in Orlando for a conference. Okay. Which was, you know,
fine. That's not fun.
Well, I wasn't working the conference, though. For once, I was actually attending the conference.
Ah.
So it's a little better than usual.
But it's not as fun as attending Disney World.
Well, so actually... we had an event at Universal Studios.
Okay.
So we had the New York section of the park. So, you know, I did get to ride some roller coasters and
that's fun.
Hop on Return of the Mummy.
Oh, I've heard that's awesome.
It was pretty cool. That was not my favorite. There was a roller coaster where you went straight up for like 5 stories and then like dropped you down. It was awesome. So, and since we were with like the event, there was like no lines. We were there at like 9 p.m. So, you know, you'd finish the roller coaster and then get right back on again. It was awesome.
So is Return of the Mummy a roller coaster?
It is. It's an indoor roller coaster.
Okay.
Yeah, they spit like fire and stuff at you. It's really cool.
Yeah, I've heard that's a really good coaster. I've become more of a wuss in my older age. Like, I won't go to Six Flags really. But some of that stuff, like I'll go on like the Aerosmith roller coaster at Disney World, which is a legit coaster, you know. Like, but I wonder if I'd be a puss. I'm with Universe, no. Probably.
You got to get on that stuff. You got to do it.
I didn't go on. God, what's that fucking the Twilight Zone? Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror.
Yeah. I've been on it, but I like the last time I went to Disney World, I was like, I don't know. I don't like the ones that do the straight drops like that. Really.
Oh come on.
Like that one's more tolerable because it's like I could never do like they have like at the Six Flags near Chicago. They have one that just goes up straight like 300 feet and drops. Like I did that once when I was 16. You'd have to put a gun to my head to get me on that now. Never. Like it's fucking like it was terrifying for me back then when I was more like daring with that stuff. I would never ever do that now. Hell no. Twilight, I could probably be talked into the Tower Tier, but I have done it before.
That one put my daughter in a catatonic state for like 45 minutes. Yeah, she begged us to go on it, and she almost ripped my arm off on the ride. And she did not talk for the next like 45 minutes afterwards.
How old was she?
This was like 2 years. She was like 10. it was hysterical.
Was it the drops or was it just the whole thing?
I mean, she wanted to go on it, so I just think like the whole like I think it's really that like they shut the lights out and you drop and so you can't see anything.
I'd rather it be like that though. Like you get I don't that weird see how high feeling.
Oh no, I don't want. Don't turn the lights on in there. Like, not at
come
all.
Come on.
I hate when they open up the window. I'm like, no, I don't want to see this.
Like, I don't want to see the inside of the contraption, right? Like, I don't mind the feeling of the drop. Like, I don't mind being on the roller coaster that's like, you know, going down a huge drop. I just don't want to see it how it works. And like, the Tower of Terror is basically in an elevator shaft that you're free falling in. Like, I don't want to see that. Like, don't show me that. It's like, then I start thinking too much. But evidently, the darkness did enough that my daughter just wanted to like rip my arm off, and then could not talk for you know a good 45 minutes or so. It's a fun time. What kids are for to torture
me? I get scared now. I'll stick to my tame Disney rides,
like the teacups.
I got a little scared on the Splash Mountain the last time I went.
Oh,
like,
my God.
The part where you're, like, going up at the end, like, right before the drop, I'm like, oh. Like, the actual drop is not that bad. It's just, like, the, like, oh, no, here comes the part. You know, can I start to freak out?
And
it's such a, like, it's like a ride that, like, little kids go on, like, wee!
the other one, I don't even know if it's still open, but in, Hollywood Studios, there's the Great Movie Ride.
It's gone.
Is it gone? Yeah. So we went on, and the last time we were there, it must have been right before they ripped it out then.
I went on it a week before they closed it.
But you know, when you're going through and it goes through all the different movies and mm-hmm. the movies, and there's the one where you're on the Nostromo, like you're going through and like the alien is above you. Mm-hmm. My oldest daughter, who I guess she would have been 14 at the time, she like tried to rip my wife's arm off. Like this is like the fakest fucking looking thing. Like, that is not a like. She did not like the dinosaur ride either. She
that writes pretty intense. Animal
Kingdom. Yeah,
that is pretty intense for what it is.
But yeah, I don't. My daughter's not necessarily big roller coaster and or even like simple coaster riders. So it's a fun time. I'm looking forward to going back to Disney and hopefully Universal next time.
They're replacing the Great Movie Ride with some like Mickey and Minnie ride.
Nobody
but it that. Sounds like it has some pretty cool tech and shit to it. But it's just so kind of disappointing to lose the Great Movie Ride. That was like one of the main rides of Hollywood Studios, you know?
Yeah.
I loved how that ride would mix like animatronics with like actors. Like all of a sudden there'd be an actor and he'd like hijack your fucking car and shit. And yep. Also he's directing you. Like that was a cool idea. Anyways, I could get a sidetracked on Disney bullshit for fucking hours.
Yes, you could, even though you're terrified of Splash Mountain.
I got to save up a bunch of money for next time we go, because fidelity, nothing in that new Star Wars park is cheap. So
nothing is cheap anywhere.
No, it's not.
Everything's expensive as shit.
Yeah, so, well, Tony hasn't played anything, but he has played some Outer Worlds.
This is true.
Yeah. Which is all I've played. So, Jeff, besides the Outer Worlds, have you played anything else?
I finished Luigi's Mansion.
Okay.
That game is great. You guys need to play that game. I don't know, just really high quality game that kind of like has creativity to spare and like constantly surprises you with each new level. And it's a good kind of lengthy game for that type of game. I think it was, around 12 and a half hours for me. But okay. That is not me doing though. Like each floor has like 5 or 6 hidden gems on it. Some of them can be pretty hard to find, and I definitely did not 100% that. But just to get through the story, you might expect the game to be really short. It's not. It's a little bit longer than that. Like I said, like about 12 hours, and of just really like it's made by Next Level Games, who like. I think they did, they did the 3DS Luigi's Mansion. I think they did the new Punch-Out.
Yes.
But they are like, at least with this game, you could have told me that this was Nintendo's internal A-team that made it. Like, it's that good. It's absolutely like it's one of the must-buys on the Switch, I would say. Like, there's the Odyssey, and I think this would be right below it for me. It's just really cool, like, puzzle game. I don't know. You guys should get it.
What if you don't like Luigi?
I don't know. Like, do you have, a thing against Luigi?
I just don't fear the color green. Right. It's awful. It makes me want to vomit.
I mean... Unless, like, seeing him would make you mad or something, I would say. I would say it's... Like, this is, like, it's just a great-looking game on the Switch. It's, like, one of the prettiest games I've played all year. It's just great lighting and effects, like, great animations in it. Dude, even if you hate Luigi. Why do you hate Luigi?
I can't stand his, like, cowardly behavior.
Oh, he's a wuss. He's a big fraidy cat in this.
He's, like, so overly exaggerated. I mean, Mario is, too, but...
Mario makes an appearance.
All right.
I think the combat feels really good in it too. It's kind of like its own unique thing that like is not in anything else. That's the other thing. The cool thing about it too is like every level has a boss. I think there's like 17 or 18 levels, and every level has a boss. And most of the bosses are really cool. I think like. There's one or two that kind of annoyed me, I thought.
Okay.
There's one for sure that involved, like a, he's, like, in a pool of water, and it's, like, a pain in the ass. But, overall, like, they're all, like, really cool. Like, I don't know, it's just very satisfying, like, awesome game, dude. Even if you hate Luigi.
All right. So what else besides Luigi's Mansion?
I know I'm forgetting something. Oh, I tried out the game, what the hell is it called? Where you play as the Stretchers. You guys seen a trailer for this?
The no. Stretchers?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So, Nintendo surprise dropped, like, a new game, I think, like, last Friday. It's, like, $20 on the eShop. And kind of looks like Crazy Taxi, like, from the trailer, and I think that's what, like, sold me on it. It's kind of like a two-player Crazy Taxi type thing, where it's, like, you and one other player play as, like, paramedics. You're driving around, and it looks like just like Crazy Taxi, like wacky, like ramps and shit all over the place, and you're driving through people's fences and shit. You actually get more points for the more damage you cause driving around. And, but instead of picking up people for, like, you know, cab fares or whatever, it's like you're, like, going on emergency calls and, like, getting out and putting someone into an ambulance. And I think they're gonna. I think there's, like, going to be physics. Like, I didn't get far in it. I only played, like, the first mission or two with my girlfriend. She hasn't wanted to play it since. But I think that there's going to be, like, kind of two-player physics-based puzzles and shit you have to do. It seems pretty, like, it seems like a fun two-player game. I guess I'll have more once I force her to play more of it. One thing that did make me mad about it, though, is, and if I knew this beforehand, I might not have bought it. This is how much it upsets me. You can't play in two players with pro controllers. You have to use the Joy-Cons, which is just like...
That sucks.
Why? I don't understand that. It seems like something that they could fix, too, but, like, I just don't get it. Like, I don't like that. I paid to have these two pro controllers. I like these pro controllers. I want to play with these pro controllers, goddammit. But yeah, other than that, I haven't played it enough to say much further. But it seems like it'll be fun. And, like, it's not made by Nintendo. They published it. I forgot the developer's name. They're the people who did Little Nightmares.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it just looks like a fun, or seems like it'll be a fun kind of taxi, or Crazy Taxi type game. I also played Sphinx and the Cursed Mummy a little bit today. I don't know what you'd really want to hear about that. But that's on the Switch. They, like, re-released it, that old ass, like, PS2 game.
Yeah, it's like good. A 3D platformer.
Yeah, it's like kind of like a Zelda type game more. Yeah. There's platforming in it. I never played too far into it, and I probably got as, like, my furthest ever today, and I'm only like 2 hours into it, but I'm really digging it. Like, it's a really cool, like, kind of Zelda ripoff. But yeah, I don't know if you really want to hear much more beyond that. It's fucking old as shit.
No, it's all right.
It was on. I don't know if it's still on sale. Like, it was on sale for $15, which is half off. Definitely worth the $15. $3 seems kind of crazy high for, like, all it is a port of this old game. Like, yeah, they, like, up-resed it and shit, but, like, didn't do anything really else with it. But it's a good game. Like, the game holds up. Like, it's pretty cool. So.
Nice.
I think that's it.
And then you started another playthrough of The Outer Worlds.
Yeah, playthrough The Outer Worlds again. That game is really awesome.
Somehow, Tony and I are over here. We have not finished it.
I'm baffled by this.
Well, I left for a week.
Yeah, so. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, but I think we have both put in more time than you did.
Any specific playthrough, yes, we put in more time on ours. Explain, Jeff. Explain
why. I don't know what you guys are doing. What are you doing? Stop dicking around. Get to the end. Eat it. So we can talk about it.
I am on Monarch now, and I just got lost there for like 7 hours, just not like Lost, just like doing side quests and another threaded quest. In fact, I was getting ready to go back to like the space station place to deliver some gas or something. And I was like, am I missing something? Like, I thought that that was the main quest. And it wasn't. Like, I still had to meet up with some, and she actually, I guess she's part of my crew now. Like the guide that you get.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah.
I like all the characters, actually. They're all pretty.
Yeah. I don't know if I have them all now. So I have.
You can see when you leave the ship.
Yeah, I haven't been on the ship in 7 hours, so.
Okay.
I have the priest guy.
Yeah.
Parvati. The other guy that you pick up at the
Felix. Felix. Yeah.
It's Felix. Yeah. And then the robot.
The robot.
And Sam.
Sam the robot.
Right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
And so do you have Ellie?
No.
Okay.
Is she the one that's on the space station, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I had received like a hey, you should go talk to this person. And I didn't do that yet. So maybe I should go do that. But now I'm talking to some guy named Hiram. He's asked me to go flip some switches for him or something.
Did either of you do the side quest I was like referring to maybe last week where I said it was super crazy? You're like looking for this guy who went missing. He's like stopped showing up to work.
Yes.
Did you do that?
Yes.
Did you enjoy yourself?
It was a, you get out there and I'm like, I know exactly where this is going.
And it goes there. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I have no idea what side quest this is. So
we'll leave it at that.
I think you would know if you did it. Right. Like,
yeah, so
you would know what we're talking about.
I ran into the quest because when you get to Monarch, like you're met by that guy, like he's like the greeter or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives you the quest to go get his poster.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
And so like, that's how I ended up getting the quest for, cause like that person needed a favor.
Go do that side quest, getting that guy's shipment or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah.
It was a poster, right? Yeah.
Yeah. He got a signed poster. So like you have to go to where, like the guy who runs Monarch and his secretary are. So you go there, you talk to her, and she's like, look, I don't have it. It's the lady at the warehouse has it.
Oh no. And there might be a problem that I would have with fulfilling that quest.
Oh, did you kill the warehouse lady? Oh no.
Yeah. Events have happened.
I wonder if that would totally make it unobtainable. I don't know.
No, I'm sure you could go to that house, like if you go out exploring, but it's not necessarily like a house, like unless you're just going through each of the settlements and exploring every house, like you might not come across it.
But as soon as you do, you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah, it gets weird because like as soon as you walk in, they're like, what are you doing in my kitchen? And then they like, oh, you've been invited to dinner. And like goes from there. So it's,
I went and explored the upstairs too on my own, and so like I discovered everything on them. And I don't know if you did that. Like there was like a locked door upstairs, and
I picked it and shit.
Yep. And then I was like, "Oh, this is awesome." Yeah, that's a cool quest.
I don't think I had the option of talking my way out of that one, but
I don't think I tried. I like confronted them. I want to say,
but I do like in most cases, like. You can kind of like de-escalate situations by talking to people.
Yeah, you can like kind of go any way you want to go with it in a lot of ways. Like, I don't know. It's like what's so cool about the game. I like ended up on completely different like kind of missions and altogether on my second playthrough because I was going such a different direction. Like, I was just siding with the board. Like, I sided with the board on everything. And I sold out the guy who wakes you up.
Phineas,
yeah. Like, the whole ending of the game was just completely different. Like, different missions. I'm doing completely different stuff. you know, I'm just a total asshole. I'm just like, the board is awesome. And I don't know. It's cool.
It's interesting that, like, I mean, even that first kind of decision you have to make, right? Where it's like, hey, who gets the power? It leaves you with this, like, well, both choices are bad. do I fuck over all the people that are in this town to give power to these, like, ragtag group of people over here? Or do I, you know, cut the power to them, make them come back and go to work?
It's interesting, though, like, when you go down the dark side, like I did, of just like, I'm going to side with the board on everything. It's like, I'm trying to decide how the game even presents that. Like, it kind of, it doesn't seem like what you're doing is evil. Like, you're doing the bad, like you're going down the bad path.
Right. So like for that first decision that you make with the power, like,
It's not nuanced. Like, to me, it's not. Like, it's just, like, more like, well, like, they justify it. You justify it to yourself, like, why you
sure.
bored and everything. But it's, like, feels like you're going down the dark path where it's not, like, where you can see both sides and it's kind of a toss-up. Like,
right.
Like, that power situation was kind of, they make it almost like a tough choice, you know?
They make it a tough choice, but then, like, they gave me a way of making it feel better.
Yeah,
It's like, all right, well... And I, like, you could kill the guy, I guess, like the guy running Edgewater, but like I was able to convince him that he should leave and let the other lady be in charge.
That's what I did too.
Yeah, I think like that's a cool way of handling it, right? It's not like, oh, I have to kill everybody. Like, it's like, no, all right, look, yes, you're correct. Everybody should probably be together in one place. The way the power works, because I need this thing that was allowing you to split the power. Y'all need to be in one place, and the safest place seems like Edgewater. So how about I do that, but you leave because you're a bad leader.
And it's out. Like, it's cool because it's like, it's one of like many ways it can play out, you know, like, the first time I routed everything to the botanical place because I was all like, you know, fuck the corporation. And like, that has its own bad consequences for the city of Edgewater or whatever. And, you know, this time I didn't do what you did. I just told them, fucking suck it. We're taking the power, routing it to Edgewater, and you guys should come back or you're going to fucking die out there. And if you don't like it, go fuck yourself, you know, like. I think I did help one guy. Like, I went and did some shit for him so that they would be happy to come back. But, like, I didn't do what you did, Chris, where, like, I put the you know, that one person in charge. Like, it's just so interesting. Like, there's so many ways things can play out. It's, like, the fun of the game is, like, the story. Like
there's another quest. It happened on Monarch where there's, like, these weird... I don't know, they're almost like Scientologists hanging out in like a settlement somewhere. And you go talk to their leader, like he's like a cult leader or whatever, and he's like kind of like, hey, I need to get this printing press running. And so like you get a bunch of quests to do with that. And then but like his second in command is like, hey,
we need food.
We need food.
Pamphlets.
So it's like I go and like I get the shit that he wants, but then like there's extra money and I'm like, all right, well she makes sense. Like, you know, how about I get these extra food with that shit? It's just funny. Like the conflict that comes from
when
you bring it back and you're like, here's your rollers. It's like, well, what else did you get? Did you get me the other stuff I needed? And it's like, no, I got food. Cause you need food. I could just imagine, like, because you can play that anyway, like,
yeah.
So you could end up with like two or three different kind of like lines of path, and it's just so much fun. Like, I miss that. It's been 4 years since fucking Fallout 4, which I didn't think was a good Fallout, but
I think this is a better, much better game, like much more interesting world. I think,
right? But it's like I miss this type of game.
Oh too. Yeah,
like, we haven't had one like that, and. And it's like, it's actually like, if you eliminate Fallout 4, which I don't think was necessarily a good Fallout game, it's been since New Vegas, like, which was what, a decade ago?
Yep.
Close to it, yeah. Or like, maybe.
I hope that Microsoft like gives them a little more budget and allows them to kind of blow out this idea a little bit bigger. I don't necessarily need it to like be way bigger, but because I'm getting plenty of playtime, like 15 hours, 20 hours, 25 hours is enough for me. But I know there are people that are like, they wanted to spend like hundreds of hours in here. And that's not what this game is. But I hope Microsoft allows Obsidian to just kind of like blow out this idea.
Yeah, I could go for a bunch of these games. I like the length. I don't want it to be super long like those other games were. I don't have time for that anymore.
No, like I don't need a 40-hour campaign. Like
I'd like it to be longer. But I think what's there is so interesting and like you could make it vary so much. Like I really think you guys should like play through it again if you have time before end of the year, like see how different
the
stuff is.
I'm pretty sure I won't be able to play through it again before the year, but I do think that like it's a game that I could see in like a slow period jumping back into, because I mean we haven't finished it yet, so Tony and I could still end up playing it for another 10 or 15 hours and it taking us 30 hours to finish it, which seems longer than most, but maybe we're just hitting everything.
I don't know. I don't know. It was really interesting for me to go back in, especially like so quickly after I played it the first time, because I was like, the way I played through before was like fresh in my memory, and it was just so interesting to see like how far different you could take it. I got a really different ending too than like the way things turned out the first time. I love the ending too. I can't wait to like talk about the ending with you guys once you see it. Like I just like the way it's presented. Like I don't know. I mean, I kind of talked about it once before. Like it sounds like Carl Sagan narrating it or something. Like it's just really neat.
It's a game that is on my short list currently.
Oh yeah,
for game of the year. So
my only complaint is like I just want more. So it's not like I'm saying the game's bad in any way.
That's not necessarily a bad complaint. Yeah. Like, hey, I want more of this cool thing.
And I would like if they did expansions, I would buy it. But yeah, I really hope that they like make this a series for the Xbox. It's fucking awesome.
Well, do you guys have anything more you want to add on Outer Worlds?
Nah.
I want to finish it. That's all.
Yeah, I want to finish it too. And unfortunately, I also want to play Star Wars. So we all pre-ordered it. We all got the orange lightsaber.
I got whatever you got.
Yeah.
I did pre-order it, yeah.
I was like sitting there yesterday debating whether I get the more expensive version or the regular. You have an Ellie get the orange lightsaber with both. And the more expensive version was just like a couple other things that don't even seem like they're even cosmetic or gameplay related. Like it's like, oh, you get a video, like a director's cut type video or something.
Just what I always wanted.
Yeah. So I was like, I will save myself $8 and pay $53 through EA Access.
The Steelers are going to lose to the Browns, guys. It's bad.
That is bad. It's good for me. Because I needed Baker Mayfield to do well because I forgot to change him out of my lineup. And instead of Carson Wentz. So.
I don't know that well. Well. Not terrible, I guess.
He's done okay.
Yeah, Carson Wentz is also going to have a bad week this weekend. So
yeah, I'll take 193 yards and 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. So no minuses, and he only took one sack. So
he actually has a rushing touchdown too.
Oh, so three touchdowns. So yeah, that's a decent night. And yeah, I don't think Wentz is going to have a good game. So yeah, I needed him to play okay. That the poor Pittsburgh quarterback is not having a good night.
Oh.
It's four interceptions, four sacks, 34.1 rating. That's sad. To the Browns with that. Jeff, what's wrong with your team?
They're the Bears.
Same thing that's always wrong with them. They're the Bears.
Yeah, I should really be asking what's wrong with the Dolphins. What the fuck? They can't even lose properly.
I actually have not watched the Bears in a couple of weeks. I've not watched any football in a couple of weeks, mainly probably because the Bears like ruined any enthusiasm I had. Mm. I think part of, at least from what I understand, a lot of it is fucking our head coach, dude. Like, fucking idiot. Like, although, you know, it's not to say like we're awesome anywhere else either, but it's...
Right. Wait, did you guys bench Trubisky? Are you playing Chase Daniel?
I don't know. I know Trubisky, like, when I was still watching, he was, like, injured for a week or two. And then Trubisky did come back, but
yeah, he's
they
back.
Should fuck.
No, I don't think they are. I think they're keeping him out there.
They should bench. I mean, I don't know. Again, I have not watched in a couple of weeks. They've been so bad. Like, I think they beat the Lions, but again, wow, you beat the Lions. Good for you.
Yeah. It's been a weird year for football.
I started off super into it. I was like watching every game, like not just, you know, not just the Bears, just like anything I could get my hands on. And I have not watched anything in probably 3 weeks at least. So I do that every year though. I just get all hyped up at the beginning of the season and then the Bears suck. And then I'm just like, you know what? Fuck all you. Like, I'm going to play with my video games.
It was impossible for me to get hyped for this year knowing that the Dolphins were going to try and tank. And now they can't even do that properly.
That's right. They're screwing that up. The Bengals are like, yes, we're doing this well.
Yeah, the Dolphins are now like the fourth worst team in the league.
How are you worse than the Jets? Oh, you're not. That's right.
No, we're not worse than the Jets anymore. We beat the Jets, and now we're in third place in our division. You can't even lose properly. Oh, well. All right. Well, next week we will have Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Yes.
Which we'll be unlocking here at any moment.
Oh, yeah. It's close now.
The only thing I'm not really concerned, but the fact that EA held a reviews until midnight the day it released is weird.
I'm interested.
They've been doing that with all their games though, haven't they? Thing with EA.
The game looks so good, so whatever.
It does.
I'm interested to see what the review for it.
To Respawn, like they haven't done me wrong yet.
I mean, I bought it, so.
Yeah, I did too. Like, it's just. It's weird, like, when Death Stranding is releasing their reviews, like, 2 weeks before the fucking game comes out. Jedi Fallen Order, no reviews. The game comes out in 20 minutes. and, like, Pokemon, those reviews hit already, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we will all have played some Jedi Fallen Order. Tony may have played some Pokemon because I'm sure his son is getting that.
Yep, totally.
I bought Kingdom Hearts 3. Oh, by the way, guys, there's a flash sale on Xbox 2 right now. Right after that event went down today, there's I know Borderlands is on there. I don't know what
price it's, it's the expensive version of Borderlands. So it's
really? So the regular one's not on sale?
No, the regular one's still $60.
That's fucking dumb. Anyways,
yeah, well, I checked when like you were like, oh, there's a flash sale. I'm like, oh, like it says Xbox holiday deals start today. And Borderlands 3 is listed there, but then when I scrolled down, it is Borderlands 3 Super Deluxe Edition, which is $80.39 on sale.
Oh, and by the way, if you are Xbox Ultimate Game Pass, whatever the fuck, which yep. we all are, their Black Friday deals go live actually next Thursday. So, like, this time next week, you'll be able to get whatever their sales are.
Yeah,
so they only revealed some of them, so...
I'm hoping Borderlands 3, like, the actual version, the regular version, will be on sale for it. So
it's going to be $28 at Best Buy.
Even better.
Yeah.
I've been targeting that game. It's going to be my
That's own. A great price for that.
Are there any sales on Control? Have you guys seen anything out there for that?
It's on the flash sale right now, but it's only, it's $45, I think.
Yeah.
So I saw Control for $30 at Best Buy. I actually bought it 2 weeks ago for $33 on Amazon.
So it'll be on sale.
Yeah, totally.
I prefer to buy, you know, everything digitally, so I'm hoping.
I'm hoping
on the Xbox Store it's going to be like $30. If not, I'll have to grab it from Amazon or wherever, you know.
I'm a little upset at EA for canceling their stupid NBA game.
Why?
Because, yeah, I know that sounds weird to say because it's the bad NBA game, right? But last year they bundled all four of their sports games together for $100. And I haven't seen that bundle yet. So I've been waiting to get Madden and NHL. And the best deal they're doing right now is like 20% off of each, so I want both of those games, but I don't want to pay full price for them. And if that NBA game was out, they might have put that $100 edition out with 10% discount. Could have got all four games for $90 to never play, you know, never play the NBA game. But I might play FIFA. Mm. Anyway, Shadow Keep's on sale. Nice. All right, we will be back next week with stuff.
A lot of Star Wars.
Yes, a lot of Star Wars.
I'll have it beat twice by next week.
You know, I'd be all right with that. That game could be 12 hours long. That's fine.
I'm not expecting it to be super long, but it might be. I don't know. I guess we'll find out when the reviews hit, like, as it goes live.
It is. Those reviews will hit in 16 minutes. So, all right. Yeah, come back next week. We will talk all about Star Wars. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.